Blog Talk Radio.
It's still new.
We're just a few days into it. This is Friday, January the 8th. And what a great way to start the year off, thinking about these things, taking a look at what is out there and what can you do? What can you do to have love in your life, to have a healthier life, to have a peaceful and harmonious life? I love that song by Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach. What the world needs now is love. Wow. You know, that was my topic as I started this show a couple of years ago. And that song has been around for a long time. I remember that song coming out, I believe, in the late 60s. And I remember the beautiful Dionne Warwick standing up singing that song, maybe on the Ed Sullivan Show or some of the various shows that came on at that time. And Mr. Burt Bacharach sat there and played that piano so beautifully. That song has always resonated with me and stayed with me my entire life. But I want to be able to change that and start saying these words. The world has now is love. We have love. And the more we all say that we have love, even when you feel yourself, I just had an unloving moment, or something wasn't as loving as it could have been, we've got to interject that thought of having love into the universe, into the atmosphere, so that love will prevail. Good, healthy love will prevail, as Ms. Dionne Warwick speaks about in that wonderful, wonderful song. One of the things I want to share with you today that allowed me to have a loving, happy, joyful, energized spirit has been music, music like that. I want to share with you how including movement, such as dance, any form of dance, exercise, pretty much any form of exercise, walking, and taking the time to also be still, silent, and to meditate can give you a calmer, more enjoyable life. You know, everybody's always moving at a fast pace. Most people trying to do 3 things or 7 things all at one time, pretty much not doing any of them really effectively and with much joy. You know, picking up something, wait a minute, putting somebody on hold, got 2 or 3 conversations going on at the same time on all these different electronic devices. Where's the joy? Where's the moment that you're stopping and listening to the music that God has given us on this earth? The music of the birds, the music of the squirrels, the music of a meow, the music of a ruff, ruff. You know, God gave us the ability to hear these sounds for a reason. The sound of the music coming from the brook or the waterfall in your neighborhood. There's a wonderful tall river that flows through here, and sometimes my husband and I will walk over to it, and we'll just listen to the water as it goes down and maneuvers around. Sometimes we walk over to the actual waterfall and listen and look. You could spend a half an hour just enjoying that and also seeing how other living things interact with the water. I want to take a moment to go talk about dance. I don't know about you, but I am a baby boomer. And if you're not a baby boomer, ooh, you missed out big time. I just got to celebrate my birthday. I was born in 1956. I know most of you ladies out there going, she's actually saying what year she was born. I'm telling you that was a good year. But what I want to say is when I got around the age of, I would say, 12, I could go down to my basement on Westmont Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland, and I could put on a stack of what we call 45s records. So you baby, you know what that is. Some of the younger generation may not know, but you look around your grandma's house and you'll find the vinyl black round disc-looking things. They're called records, yes. And we would buy Stevie Wonder, and you name it, we bought it, the Temptations, Diana Ross and Supremes, and it's a whole slew of them. And I would put on all this variety of music, including I believe Quincy Jones came out around that time also, and put on the music and dance. I was actually dancing as if no one was watching, and no one was watching. Sometimes I would dance until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. So you know when the clubs came out with the extra long dance sessions where you could dance till 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I was on that dance floor. For those of you in Baltimore, shout out to Odell and the Gatsby's and all the different clubs that we had back in the 70s and the 80s. But I had such a wonderful time. I danced to total exhaustion, and I danced into a frenzy. I danced until I released whatever it is that you're feeling when you're 12 years old. You know, at 12 years old, you have new friends coming in your life. You got friends leaving. The whole family's moved. And for 9 to 11, 12-year-olds, that can be pretty rough. And so what do? You can dance. And I know most of you today are saying to yourself, I don't have 4 hours or 5 hours to dance. But I bet you have 15 minutes to dance. Dance like nobody's watching. And I'm looking at a book right here that my husband was so kind to give me a couple of years ago. It says, the name of it is Dance While You Can. The subtitle is Gentle Reminders to Help You Live Life to the Fullest. The author is Lance Wibbles. That's spelled L-A-N-C-E. Wibbles is W-U-B-B-E-L-S. Author of If Only I Knew. This book is filled with pictures of everyday people dancing and doing other movements and just expressing what dance does for them in their life. It's a short book. It's probably less than 30 pages or so, maybe 50 pages. But it's just a little reminder, a little quick, short reminder of how dance can impact your life. I was so fortunate to be able to have my dad and mom, Mr. Raymond Williams Jr., and my mom, Ms. Edith Williams, to be able to include dance in our life. They dance. My mom and dad would go out and they'd cut the road. They did what they call the East Coast Swing. Or maybe the jitterbug. And then, of course, they did regular street dancing, the jerk, the potato, and you name it. But they were a joyful, happy, loving couple. And I believe that the music that came through our house, and the art that my dad did is what brought more and more joy into our family. My father was an artist, and he was an in-house, at the house, our residence, a resident artist in our house at 3233 Westmont Avenue in Baltimore City. And the colors that he painted, the lights that he brought to each room, each cabinet, each door, each floor, each wall, really soothed us. It excited us and motivated us. It gave us joy. So that's another thing you may want to incorporate in your life, color. Maybe in your home you need some color. Maybe you need some, brighten up the walls. Put a splash of yellow on there. That'll wake up anybody. Some bright orange. And maybe you need some music. Including movement in your life, your daily life. 15 minutes of dance. Whether you have music or not, so plug up your cell phone like I do sometimes and put it to a speaker and put some music on that way. Exercise, any kind of exercise, just stretching your body, doing some yoga. If you don't even know the name of an exercise, just move your body. Let's just say, for example, you want to move your arms in the same pattern or direction for, let's say you move your right and left arm up and down, 8 counts. Then move them to the side, 8 counts. Move them backwards, 8 counts. Move it in a slow, swinging type motion. If you can move your arms, do that. Taking in nice, deep breaths and blowing out, either through your nose or through your mouth, either way, whatever works for you. Just lifting your legs, just lifting and lifting and lifting and lifting. Bending your knees. Just 8 times, slowly. You don't have to rush. You don't have to jerk anything out of place. Move creatively. And, of course, you can always go and pull up the YouTube. There's always somebody on there exercising on YouTube. As a matter of fact, probably by next month you'll see me showing you some exercises on YouTube. Go pull up Debbie Allen. She's got an exercise routine on YouTube. Oh, my goodness. And Jack LaLanne, even though he's now passed away, God rest his soul, which the man lives 99 years old, and he exercised until he was 99 years old. And you talk about a man that was filled with love and joy and confidence and harmony. Why? Because he had exercise in his life every day, and he ate healthy every day. Every day once he learned those different techniques, and I believe he learned them in his early 30s. You can look up Jack LaLanne right on YouTube. Awesome, awesome, awesome information. I mean, please, if you go on that YouTube and look at what he was putting on TV in the 1950s, it will blow your mind. This man was definitely ahead of his time. And then there's a simple God-blessed exercise called walking, just walking. And it's so amazing to me when I meet people and I say to them, I'll meet you there. I'm going to walk, or I'm going to walk to the bus stop, and then I'm going to walk. They look at me like, I'm not going to such and such a thing because I'm definitely not walking. Why not? For us humans, it's probably the first method of transportation. Walking, carrying what you're going to carry, and walking. If you're older or if you have some type of ailment, take a walking stick. I hurt my leg last week, and I grabbed my handy-dandy walking stick. How did I hurt my leg last week? Because I insisted on eating and drinking something that had the harmful chemical of caffeine in it. I was hard-headed. Don't be hard-headed like me. Let that caffeine go. Let it go. Let it go. Because it can do unbelievable damage to your body. I just want to drop that hint off to those of you who are wondering why your legs are hurting and why you feel like you can't walk, or why if you have varicose veins, you're having problems with them, or for the ladies and some of you guys, if you have pain shooting through your underarms and through your pectorals for you guys, or pectorals for you ladies, or breast muscles, it could be caffeine in your chocolate, in your black tea, even in some of your green teas, so get the herbal teas that do not have caffeine. Another hint, again, talking about what you're putting in your body, what you're doing with your body that can bring peace, harmony, and better health for you in this beautiful year of 2016. Now, I've also been blessed to be a dancer all of my life, like I was telling you. I've been dancing since I can remember. I really remember dancing a lot when I was 8 and 9 years old. I remember dancing in the front yard off of You're My Everything and the joy that that brought. I also was blessed to attend a school called Belmont Elementary School, number 217 in Baltimore, Maryland. And they had the most beautiful dance instructor with the most beautiful dance program that you can imagine. That also inspired me. I was not ever in that dance class for some reason. I don't know why. But I really enjoy watching those young girls and the beautiful dance instructor who was also a model, watching her dance. I can't think of her name right now. But those of you who attended that school, you know who I'm referring to. I think it was Mrs. Burton. Yeah, Mrs. Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N. This is back in the 60s, back in 1960, whatever. And probably 66, so 60, wow, not even 66, probably all the way back to 1960, and 61 or 62, 63, somewhere along the line. And so, you know, a lot of these things, you know, you may not have done those things when you were younger, and don't feel bad about that, because if you go on YouTube and you look up Ernest King Shepherd out of Baltimore, Maryland, oh, my God, oh, my God. You want to see a woman that's fit as a fiddle and gorgeous. When I say gorgeous, I mean gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous. And I am not going to tell you how young this lady is, but I'm going to say this here. She's got skin like a baby skin. I've never met her in person. I do plan on doing that when I go back to visit in Maryland. But you talk about an inspiration. And there's another lady, I can't think of her name right now, but I believe it's Jackie out of Florida. Just look up 13 Shepherd as a healthy person, and the other people, I think her name is Jacqueline Lawson's name will come up also. Beautiful women. For those of you who think you got it going on and you're in your 30s and 40s, woo, wait until you see these women. And, of course, a lot of it is what you want out of life. But I can tell you this. There are a few women like Ernestine Shepherd who are proof to the rest of us that living a healthy lifestyle, having your spirituality intact, spending time praying and meditating, and I'm not putting out here any particular faith or denomination, that is your choice, so long as it brings you peace. And most of these religions I find to have some points in that are very, very good, that speak about having good health, treating your neighbors kindly, how to treat family members, all those type of things, you know, not stealing from people, not murdering people, yeah, those type things. So taking the time for that, slow down, stop what you're doing, take time for you, and for goodness sake, take time for God. And I'm not just talking about Sunday morning with the jumping up and down, yelling and screaming. How about some quiet time that God can hear specifically from you? I highly suggest, if you have not gone, go see The War Room. The War Room. It's a movie that came out in 2015. That's when I saw it. Awesome movie. It's entitled The War Room. And I believe in regards to what your particular denomination or faith is, you will get something positive out of that movie and utilize the techniques that were taught in that movie for other situations in your life. You may not have the same situation that that young lady walked into, but you may have other things in your life. So you have to know how to adapt and use strategies to get you through. Okay, I think I have a few more minutes here. Okay. Getting ready to wind down. I am going to share with you also that I was blessed to be a dance student of a very jovial person, Mr. John Taylor up in Baltimore, Maryland. Want to give him a shout out. So being able to go somewhere and dance and dance and dance and exercise my body and express emotions really gave me a lot of balance. And every last one of my dance instructors also included some meditation time. I want to give a shout-out to Miss Rose Daly, who taught me jazz dance and modern dance and ballet and gave me time to learn how to meditate. And another awesome instructor is Sister Maria Broome. She used to be on Channel 13 News, and she decided that her calling was dance, and she still dances. She had a group called the Dance Bringers. And why do I mention these things? Because as an adult, I was able to go places and still dance. So I was actually in these different dance groups up into my 30s, and I also have my own dance group called Movements Unlimited. So what I just want to leave with you is take the time to dance. Dance while you can. Dance as if no one is watching. Walk. Take a beautiful nature walk with a friend or just you and God. Take an get on YouTube and check out Deepak, D-E-E-P-A-K, Chopra, C-H-O-P-R-A, and get his books. He's got a book I call Grow Younger, Live Longer. And just get out here and meditate and put some time aside, some you time, some real you time. Off the phone, put the phones away, ladies and gentlemen, and give yourself some time, give your creator some time. Treat your temple kindly, your mind, your feet, your toes, your nose, not just nail polish, not just the hair weave, but the real, real inner you. And my wishes for you is a calmer, more enjoyable life. Well, this is Cynthia Jahi from Movements Unlimited, the platform of Josiah's Love, which is part of Home-Based Business 101. please make sure you tune in on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. You'll have my wonderful, wonderful husband of 29 years, Baba Satari Jahi, as he chairs another component of business. He is a professional tax guru, is what they call him. He actually works on people's taxes across the country. And his main mission is to get every penny back to you, every dollar back to you that is justifiably yours, and making sure that you have the tax strategy that you need to get back all that you are due based on our IRS tax laws. Also, we want you to tune in for Monday, and I believe on Monday we have some very special people there also. So during the week, check out, and we look forward to Ms. Victoria Falk returning back with us with the New York show. So make sure you tune in on for that show, on just check the calendar for that, and that will be any day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You'll find one of us. Just check the home-based business platform. I want to thank all of those listeners, the thousands and thousands of listeners who have supported Home-Based Business One-on-One, the platform, with Baba Jahi, Ms. Victoria Falk out of New York, New York, and Cynthia Jahi. So have an enjoyable weekend. If you are in need of any travel, make sure you get back to one of us for your travel needs. You can call me at 252-406-0774, and I will put you in touch with Ms. Victoria Falk, A Passionate Travel, or our agency, Movements Unlimited Travel. If you have tax questions, tax concerns, call the same number for Baba Jahi, or you may reach him at 443-983-4939. And he has a website. Just text him, and he will get that website to you. In the meantime, let's dance like no one's watching. Dance while you can. Take some deep breaths. Meditate. Go on a nature walk. Look up at the sky. If it's snowing in your area, say thank God for the snow. If it's raining in your area, say thank God for the rain. And if it's just a sunny day, just breathe in and bring in some of that liquid sunshine. Until Sunday, this is Cynthia Jahi from Home-Based Business 101. Take care.